Welcome to Builds with Blocks, a show centered around the micro-action figures and brick-based construction sets of the Halo universe. I am your host, Matt Salvatore, and today I am joined by Colin Perkins.
It's flood time.
That's Gabe Clem.
Hey, guys.
And Tom Fishenden.
I'm here to chew gum and blast grunts. And I'm all out of gum.
We're talking about flood, Tom, not grunts.
Dude, it gets better every week.
Hi, guys.
And thank you for joining Builds with Blocks, the show centered around it. We'll see you next week. Thank you, guys.
That's it. We're done.
Okay. So today's episode, we're going to be taking a kind of a playbook out of our old episodes, and we're going to be ranking some sets. We've ranked previous games before, Reach, CE, and the Halo Trilogy. But this time, we're going to be taking a look at the faction within the Halo universe. Now, these sets aren't a monument to Mega Construct sins. They're a monument to their success. So, let us examine the Halo Flood sets. And these are going to be the top 10 essential Halo Flood sets that you need to have in your collection, even though I have none. So, we're going to break these down and discuss them. But first, before we do that, we're going to go around the horn and see what we've all been up on the block front. Let's start with you, Gabe. What are we going with?
Not a lot. It's been very boring here at the shop.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, Tom, I've been doing, I'm in the last 2 weeks of my semester here. So a lot of my time's been soaked up into my exams and quizzes and writing papers. And I haven't really, I haven't been able to go out and get any new Halo stuff. I went to a Target to look. Still haven't seen Series 13 of the Heroes. I haven't seen the helmets. Everything's just really bland right now. I haven't seen the new blind packs. Kind of sucks, but you know, I mean, we're trying to make it work. I've got some new customs coming out. I've been taking my time. I finally finished the new Halo Reach Elite Ultra. If you guys haven't checked me out on Instagram at G Customs Creations, you can see that post there. I'm really happy with it. But I've got some new Spartans and Elites coming up. And actually, because of this episode, I've got a new Floodling that I'm putting together. Ooh. I think you all will enjoy.
Ooh, spooky.
I am excited. Right.
Colin, what have we been up to?
So Bovi and I finally met up. We split a lot. It's been,
shouts out,
I think since October when we bought that lot. It was still the snow had not flown yet, and I picked up this lot, and it's, I built as much as I could, and it was fine. There's a lot of stuff in it, but almost like every set included was missing something, right? So, and plus the guy that sold it to us, he definitely kept all the figures, like the good figures. We got a ton of figures, and that's the main reason that he wanted a lot. But anyway, I finally got out of my house. So it feels like once a year, Bovi and I split a lot that I have in my house for way too long. So anyway, we took care of that. We did a meetup, and we actually, so he hooked me up with the combat units because I hadn't had those yet. And so that's the last piece of the, I think I'm all up to date. I think I have everything now.
Sweet.
And then what else? Oh, he hooked me up with Heroes. So I finally have these beautiful babies in my possession. So I got the full.
Yes. The full.
I just have one of each. You guys already have yours. Come on. I'm the last one. So I'm excited about that. And then he also, and I completely forgot about this. Tom, I don't know if you'll remember this, but because it was just, well, his wife was there too, so it was a meeting, but he presented me with this.
Yeah.
what is this? And inside is Mickey.
Oh, snap.
Because
his wife like getting more and more panicked as you were opening?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I forgot completely that we did that. So anyway, if you guys remember the story, Tom was in need of Mickey. I had a Mickey. Bovi had a Mickey. Bovi said he would give his Mickey to Tom, but it was during COVID, right? It's still during COVID. So I sent my Mickey off and just forgot that I didn't have a Mickey anymore. until thankfully Bovi remembered and hooked me up with my Mickey.
Thank you, Bovey.
Yeah,
man.
So there's that, and then I just have one more thing to show you really quick. I did prepare for the show. I have the majority. Actually, I think I have all the flood sets. I believe I have them all, but I hadn't built them all. So I had one that I need to build.
Colin's just peddling all these sets he hasn't built yet.
Oh,
nice. There we go.
This thing is gorgeous. Like, the color of these blocks, it's just amazing. So this is the first Falcon I built from scratch. I've pieced some together that I've gotten in lots. And I was hoping that the build was different, that you could actually get guys in there, to Matt's point. But alas, you cannot. So it's still beautiful, beautiful vehicle, and a beautiful color. It's a good vehicle. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Sweet. Good to hear, Bovey. We got to have the guy on the show a couple more times.
He's
been doing some really awesome engagement with our previous episodes, and he disowned me after our last ranking episode. But we'll always be Mammoth Brothers, Bovey.
That's right.
Okay, Tom, what have you been up to on the block front?
So not strictly the block front, but the Halo front, as I lifted up at the start of the show, I got, well, it's not going to show it fully, but the Nerf Bulldog. I really love these Nerf guns. The fact that they're kind of really close to being in scale, they're not quite there, but they're so close. They just feel a lot more authentic than Boomco. And I really loved what Boomco were doing, but a lot of their stuff was really small. And this feels like a really meaty gun that I'm really happy with.
Does the rotating chamber ever get stuck?
Out of context.
Does the rotating chamber get stuck ever? Or is it all good every time?
I've not noticed any problems with it, so it won't show perfectly on here. But you can see you like prime it, so I've already done that at the start.
That's so cool, dude.
And it rotates itself at the back as you prime.
Yeah. That's cool.
So that I've not had any problems with it. It's got flip-up iron sights as well, which is really cool.
Yeah,
that's sick.
So that's that. And there's a review up on that on our channel if anyone wants to check it out.
Thank you, patrons.
Shouts out.
That was a patron, I believe.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. Thank you very much for my beautiful gun.
Absolutely.
I will send you photos of me with this gun. I won't really, sorry. And then alongside that, I had an envelope arrive from somebody on the call. Thank you, Colin, very much.
Oh, so that's right. You're welcome.
I got one of the new Elite Ultra, two of the Skirmishers, and two of the grunt conscripts. Gabe, I'm so sorry, because it's going to get worse and you'll be even more jealous. And then alongside that assortment, and the buildable phantom, which was the whole reason for that envelope, so I better not forget it.
Right. Yep. And then,
alongside that, I had a big box of goodies arrive from my buddy Tim as well, which had a complete set of the Wave 2 blind bags in it. a couple of additional Grunt Imperials, the camouflaged Predator from the latest
Heroes.
That's
line.
A nice figure.
Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell, who they've just done in that line.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of American candy. There was some really weird stuff in there. I don't know what the hell you guys eat.
He's probably talking about like a Kit Kat.
Right.
I had Nutter Butter biscuits.
Nutter Butters. Those are weird.
I had those. And I giggled at that name for a long time. Jurassic Park Jeep, and then going back to Halo, I got the Jazzwares Banished Ghost.
Yeah.
And also the Jega Redomni and Spartan Mark V pack. So lots of Halo goodness this month. And cool. I've spent more on Lego as well, so my wallet's hurting for the third month in a row, but I just don't care anymore.
He's unstoppable. Sure. Yeah,
you're on full COVID. You don't care.
Yeah.
IDC.
I'm back in the office soon, so I'm enjoying this life while I can.
Well, for any fans of the show, you can find our Thomas Fishenden on the street outside of his house where he's been.
Right.
He's been evicted.
Panhandling.
Aw. All right, I'll go very quickly. So last episode I mentioned that I had put in an order for custom figures for a Shazam and Black Dude Superman. So those guys finally showed up.
Yeah.
From Minifigure Madness.
Spicy.
This was actually I'm actually really impressed with the printing on this. He's got more of a matte finish instead of like a glossy finish. So it feels a little rougher, but it looks great. It looks great.
A matte finish for Matt.
Ooh.
And then last episode, Tom was talking about United Bricks, which is a UK-based company, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, UK. And he was talking about some military figures. So I asked Tom to send me the link just to look, you know. And then I looked, and I'm like, oh, yeah, those are really nice. And then I go, well, let me just see what the exchange rate is when I add them to my cart, you know, because obviously the pound is worth a little more than the dollar. And so I'm like, all right, you know. So I ended up, maybe add this. And I'm like, okay. So it just so happened that I accidentally slipped and ordered these. And
right.
So these guys showed up. And I got to say, I'm really, really impressed with the figure and just the attachments. I love that the harness doesn't cover the top, and you can actually rest the head on the actual torso piece. That's a huge step that I wish Lego would implement. But I'm very impressed with the customer service from these guys. I don't think I've had like such a positive experience ordering something in a while. So I ordered a couple of different skin tones for the Marines, and one of the ones that was out was on delay. So they delayed my order, and they sent me an email saying that because of the delay, they were going to throw in some goodies in the bag. So I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And so while that order was being delayed, I went and bought the vest pieces of the figure. And so it was a different order I had placed. But what they ended up doing was refunding my shipping for the second order, and they just ended up shipping everything out to me in one shipment. So
nice.
They are a quality product with a quality team behind it. So I'm super impressed with that. I will be ordering more from them. So this is all your fault, Tom.
Callum, hit me up. I got you, bro.
So very impressed. And I really suggest that you guys go and look those guys up. They're really great to get some all sorts of different types of military figures. World War II. They got some great stuff. And
what was the name again of the company?
United Bricks.
Cool. Yeah.
So they're really cool. They're a small family-run business. It's based up in Scotland, and they've got a little toy shop in the Scottish village of Dumfries and Galloway as well.
Nice.
So printings are awesome. Really cool. So I suggest you guys go check them out, because they obviously the pound's a little more. So don't be fooled by the price. If you're an American, it's going to be a little more. But you know,
yeah,
it's good stuff. Good
it
quality
might not
stuff.
Be for long.
Yeah. Right. But good stuff. So I recommend you go check those guys out. But now we are going to get on to the main topic of the show, which is the Flood.
Sweet.
Now, do you guys... Now, on a faction level, is the Flood your favorite faction enemy in Halo? Or where does it rank between Covenant, Flood, Prometheans? Where does it kind of go for you? Where's the Flood for you guys?
I'll jump in. The Flood are... Like, the Flood are necessary for Halo. Halo doesn't exist without the Flood, right? So it's what sets this universe apart. And it's interesting because we've at least... I think a lot of people that are into the lore and into the story are kind of starved for Flood because it's been so long, and we know that they're an integral part of the Halo universe. We've gotten some, but really the run that Mega has had is when the Flood hasn't been around, right?
Right.
You know, for the most part, the Flood wrapped up in Halo 3 and in Halo 4 and Halo 5. You know, we haven't really gotten any in the story. There hasn't been any in the story because they've been, you know, they were wrapped up before.
Right.
So I like the faction. I think it's necessary, but I also hate fighting them, right? And I think that's supposed to be a pain in the ass to fight.
Right.
So they've done a good job of making that I don't know, that distinction in the games, mm-hmm. but also making you yearn for them again. Like, I need some Flood to fight, right? Like, that's part of the reason I like Halos. I like fighting against zombies eventually in some of these missions. So I'm a fan of the Flood. I think they're essential. But yeah, I wouldn't call them my favorite faction, but they're an essential faction for me.
Yeah, I think the Flood is kind of a testament to Halo about, like, I've always said Halo takes sci-fi tropes and they use it so much better, right? Like, you're fighting aliens, but the aliens are so awesome. Zombies right. in space, or like zombies on zombie movies, but like the Flood are so unique and so much lore is built into them that I think it just it's a take on the zombie genre like nothing else is. And so I think the Flood, though I have to agree with Colin, I would say they're probably my least favorite faction to fight, just because you know, one Flood guy with the bazooka could end all of your wildest dreams. And I'll say that they're a very interesting, necessary, and the lore behind them is quite awesome. So
yeah, they've taken the zombie genre and they've spun it in a way to make it so they're not just, it's not just a horde, but it's all, right. I mean, it is a horde, but then there's also this larger, omniscient grave mind that just knows everything and has been around forever and all that sort of stuff. And I'm sure that's been done in other sci-fi that I'm not read up on.
And it kind of links into, because like nowadays you can kind of see zombies are moving into this thinking zombie type deal, that they're smarter or they're learning together kind of thing. Army of the Dead or something like that kind of hints at that.
I got
Tom, what do you think? Oh, Gabe.
Sorry. No, I had a question actually, was because we were talking about how they're a pain in the butt to fight. Out of, I guess really it's only the original trilogy you have FPS interaction with the Flood. Out of the original trilogy, which kind of Flood is your favorite to fight? 1, 2, or 3? Because I personally think they all have different fighting. I feel like they all have different styles of how you have to take them out.
Yeah. 3 is just hard.
They're a lot better balanced in 3. I think 1 and 2, especially 1 in the library, it gets bloody ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
Having replayed it recently on Heroic with my friends, that mission just gets to the point where it's tedious.
Literally was doing it last night. I was on the library and then had to do Halo 2 and went into quarantine zone.
Yep.
And they're just bullet sponges, dude.
That's hard.
They
just
soak up ammo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. At least I like Halo, the Halo 3 1. So like in library specifically, you can clear out all the Flood. I thought that they were just kept coming in waves and waves and waves.
Yeah.
But if you take your time and just kill everybody behind you and take all the Flood spores, they will stop coming. And maybe there's a part where they're infinite spawns. But one of the last times I played the library, I was like, okay, if I just take my time, it's not as panic filled as if, you know, I'm trying to run speedrun.
That's literally what we did. We were just running through like, oh, we can jump up here and take a shot.
That's where I think a lot of people get caught, is they just want to get past it and get it over with. But the more you do that, the more they gather and you're like, oh my goodness.
Are you saying we played wrong?
Yeah, I am.
I'll say I think Halo 3 does the best job of showing the evolution of the Flood with the Flood tanks and those other.
True.
And, you know, interestingly enough, we don't have what are those Flood called?
The Stalkers and ranged forms.
Yeah, as hell. It'd be nice to get one of those guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I raised this point earlier, but touching back to Colin wanting to cram a Flood tank into a blind bag.
Yeah.
I said that what you should do, really quickly touch back on that, is just take a piece of the Flood tank and put it in each bag. So it's like a build-a-figure.
Yeah,
there you go.
Blind bag.
It's a great idea.
So that you can build a Flood tank at the end.
That's right. Like, here's an arm.
There he is.
Here's a leg. Yeah. Here's a face. Yeah.
But you know you'd find the bag with the arm and be like, all right.
Exactly.
I know.
Or just the leg.
Arm
like the
again?
Leg.
Come on!
Imagine if there was like one army builder, you just get loads of legs sitting around and nothing else.
Jeez.
Okay, so Flood, cool. Everybody likes them. All right,
yep.
Let's get on to the sets. We got quite a few sets that go with the Flood and then kind of encapsulate the faction. And obviously, Colin brought up the Flood Hunter Falcon.
Yeah.
That has Flood figures. It's not technically a Flood set, but it is Flood-centered. So, we're going to talk about that. So, gentlemen, of all of these, which one deserves to be on the most 10 memorable or most needed?
So, let's just...
action figure Delta Flood, clearly.
The Alpha Flood. So I just want to draw a distinction, because there are there's kind of three buckets of these. There's the flood sets, and those are like the sets that include a flood figure. Mm-hmm. And then there are flood figures that come, you know, individually, that either part of a Heroes set or a Blind Bag series. And then there's like flood themes. And so there's, you know, there's the game modes in Halo that where you're kind of a flood. You're supposed to be a flood, but it's, what are they called? Like Last Man Standing and there's like the zombie pack, yeah, stuff like that. So they've kind of paid homage to those that are meant to be a flood type mode. But then they also represented them as they were in the game, so they're not making it a flood.
Yeah.
They're actually giving you that kind of that look of the armor too.
I think it's worth noting that with, sorry Gabe, I'll be quick.
No, you're cool.
With
you're cool.
A lot of these sets, like the Last Man Standing zombie pack, you could technically count that as infected and not flood, but the truth is there's just not that many flood sets, so it made sense for us to kind of group everything that's
right,
broadly speaking, flood and zombie themed together, just so it's for a more interesting conversation.
They're in the same spirit.
Right, yeah. That's kind of how I look at it. The one thing that, as I was looking through the list, that I had forgotten about was we have gotten some newer stuff. So the Kinsano Cyclops.
Yeah.
Like when you think of Halo Kinsano, Wars too. She sat on the shelves for a while.
I have a fun story about that set as well.
But then they threw in a couple little floodies, the little infection forms as that. And then, mm-hmm, you know, she can burn them up and whatnot. So right, that was cool. And then we also got the new helmet. The helmet is kind of the Last Man Standing. So kind of infected figure.
It's interesting. Newer. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Wait, so the flood pod with the elite combat form and then the flood pod in 2013, is that, mm-hmm, just the same pod that's the light brown one with tentacles?
I think it's the same one. Yeah, there's two of them and they look the same, so I don't know if one's the re-release.
There's a third one. There's the one that you helped me get a hold of, Colin, the Flood Hunters pod as well.
Oh, is there a flood flood figure in that?
It's an ODST, but it's a Flood Hunter ODST.
Right, okay, so it's just called Flood Hunter, but there's no Flood, like, included, right?
It's so that Operation would fit Flood Hunter.
Okay.
Flood-themed?
Yeah.
Yeah, Flood-themed.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add it to the list. Interesting. Well, the essential one...
15 sets to discuss.
Well, the essential one has got to be... Invasion, right? Like that's the one where you get the tanks, right?
And then I would say the essential is the invasion, because it gives you standard flood, pure forms, you get a small vehicle, you still get UNSC figures, and you get a structure. That's like every part of different sets in one that someone could look for.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a great set. Yeah, you get that carrier form. Yeah, you get a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. That makes it to the list. It's probably number one, but
they even somehow managed to pull off an active camo flood figure for the active camo people.
That's crazy.
They did a lot.
Interesting. Now, so the thing about the flood sets is I'm not super familiar with them. For some reason, there's a gap in my collection. Obviously, like I said in the previous episode, I don't have flood.
He got snapped.
But I wasn't really around when they were released or coming out. So I think this was my dark period with collecting in the Mega Construct. So I don't know like a lot of these sets and what they come with. I'm very kind of, my knowledge on this is very, very limited. Yeah. But I think if you wanted to get the Flood Invasion in there, I think that's probably one of those sets that, like you said, gives it all to you that you need.
Yeah. It's worth noting that the vast majority of Flood sets have actually been exclusive as well. So the Falcon,
that's true.
The Falcon Flood Siege, the UNSC Hunters, Flood Hunters Battle Unit, Flood Invasion, Flood Gate.
Anniversary, it's an anniversary edition.
All of those were Toys R Us exclusive.
This is true.
Toys R Us, we miss you every day. And Last Man Standing stuff and the Containment Outpost and Containment Armory, they were all exclusive as well, I think. Yeah, Target as well.
It was Target exclusives.
There's not been a lot of Broad Flood out there. They've been very much limited to retail exclusives.
Which is ironic, because the Flood is supposed to spread everywhere.
I think that touches back to Colin's point that when Mega came into this, the Flood were defeated. You know, they were, the story for them was done. Obviously, we kind of see them in Halo Wars 2, and I'm sure we'll see them again. But until that time, time, Mega's kind of operating under that assumption.
Tom, add one. Add one to this list. You know, we just got Invasion. What else is essential?
Floodgate. I would say that was the like first time that they properly doubled down on the Flood.
Now, save that energy, Gabe. Save that energy for when we want to debate which one's the top.
All right.
Which one? So I can smack it out. Which of one later?
Do you add to the list, Gabe?
I want to go with the Flood Pod, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I really want. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
I'm just gonna throw the Falcon in there because I love the Falcon. Yeah. So. Haha. And I know that the Falcon exists.
Right. You've seen it with your own eyes.
I've seen it
today.
With my own eyes.
I think it's interesting. The Flood. So didn't Kevin confirm in one of our shows when we were talking about Floodgate and Flood Invasion that they were made to work together?
He commented it on the video we were talking about Flood Invasion,
So Floodgate came out in 2011 and Flood Invasion didn't come out until 2014. So it's cool that they, you know, went and looked back at that and said, okay, let's use that same color scheme. And,
synergy.
That's right.
It's cool because I think in, I think it's the Battle of New Mombasa. You can see the two sets like connected up as part of the Mombasa cityscape that the guy put together for that video.
So with the guys at Mega are playing 3D blocks while we're playing checkers. So that's actually pretty neat. So hi, Kevin. Thank you for enlightening us on that.
That's right. I'll add one. I'll add Flood Siege as well. I mean, it's hard to leave that one off. The only weird thing about that one is it's got the Mac cannon, but then that's just like a big mashup of a bunch of Halo stuff, right? Because it's got Mitch in there, and Flood in there, and like the elites have orange on, right? So they're they're elites though, aren't they? They're orange.
They're elite combat forms. I mean, they're
but with orange suits on. Which I guess you don't see much orange armor.
They were in hazmat gear. They came prepared.
Right. Yeah. Oh, is that it? So it's a cool set. It's a very play with a lot of playability with the little mongoose and whatnot. But it also is a little bit awkward from like a lore standpoint. Mm. All right. So we got 10 in our top 10 essential. What else we got?
Oh, I'm gonna add the Flood Hunters battle unit.
Ooh, good one.
Because I like the fact that it was an easy way to get lots of infection forms. Mm-hmm. You could also get the carrier form. And although it doesn't technically count because they're not flood related, it was really cool getting a flamethrower and a missile pod easily.
You know, you know what I want to add to the list?
No, I don't.
He's stroking the goatee.
Uh-oh. You know what that
is? I want to add the... Clash on the Rings Flood baggy, where it just came with the little Flood infection forms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like in like the Floodgate and the Flood Invasion sets, you get a handful of the infection forms as well as across the other sets, but that literally is just like so you can acquire mass quantities of the little Flood Poppers, which
talk about those little guys, by the way? So I have the little squishy Ubi's little tentacle came off. So the new ones are squishy. I mean, the other ones are squishy too. These are extra squishy.
I can't get over how
and they're so much bigger. I took a page out of your book from last episode.
Because these are done in the Halo 2 anniversary style, as opposed to the Halo CE one.
Which one wins?
I also like how the new ones are bigger. And like, especially like Discovery Outpost, you saw that these things were like massive.
They're huge. They're like the size of a small dog.
I'm crazy. Like, oh, so that's why when they jump on you, everyone's screaming.
Yeah,
you're a 7-foot Spartan, you're just like pop, 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 and then you're like a human. Poor Jenkins.
Oh, Jenkins, that's right.
Rest in peace, Jenkins.
With those mega include the hole in the bottom, and that was originally because in Floodgate the flood infection forms came with little transparent stands that would make them sit just above the floor to stop their tentacles from warping.
Oh, I remember that.
But now there's not that stand anymore, and they kind of, they don't encourage it, but they basically leave it open for you to put that on a figure's head and it will work on a ball joint. So although we don't get many flood forms, it's nice that you can get a little bit creative and create some of your own.
True.
All right, gentlemen, let's add another one to the list. I don't know where we left off. I think it's Gabe. I think it's your turn to add one.
I added the
oh, you squishies. Added the squishies, yep. Right? So it's back to you.
Oh, so that is on, that's on the list or part of the top 10. Because I didn't have it on the list originally, just of the sets to pick
from. No, that's my pick for the top 10. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's a really good way to get a lot of massable flood pieces.
Well, nice. Argued, sir.
All right. Colin, what do you think?
Back to me?
Back to
you. I think
you
owe one.
You need to pick one, Matt.
Gee, see, I'm like.
I just the guy that doesn't own any.
I just don't know, to be honest. I don't
what
know
what looks interesting to you. That's I guess a good question. Like, if you as you look through these, you know, what would you grab? That's not
I'd
on
go
list.
Containment Outpost Patrol. I think that's a I'm awesome.
That's
set.
A good set.
I think I'll
that's
go with
a super
that.
Cool set.
It's one we've had on our. I think we had that on. Was that Halo Wars or Halo 4?
Halo 4. Even Reach.
Oh, Reach, you're right,
yeah.
Reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about the Banshee on the graphic, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think it's an excellent set that is in that kind of vein of zombie-ish. So,
yep.
Deal with that one.
And then it's got the Cyclops, which Gabe loves. And then it's very buildable and whatnot. Yeah, it's a cool little set.
No.
get out of my ear hole.
Gee.
That was punishment.
Oh dear.
Alright, what else do I want to go for? I think I gotta go with keys.
Do
quit your belly aching.
That's good.
It's stow the belly aching, not quit your belly aching. If you're gonna
it's
keys, get it right.
Yeah, I mean I really want Floodgate on there because it's a thing, like it's a structure. Mm-hmm. Oh, we do have Floodgate.
I've put it, mate. What
yeah,
are you doing?
Sorry. We're good. Keys, yeah. It is because
yeah.
Keys. He's got a squishy little body. This is a unique piece on there.
He's got a squishy mm-hmm. little body,
and yeah, it's like him proto keys. It's like as he's getting taken over and trying to, you know, that madness. What is it? Terminal is so cool.
Yeah,
that kind of is a little bit of an homage to that. So it's cool.
Take his head off and put on an infection form, and you have quite a cool flood figure as well.
Have you done it?
Uh-huh. I've got one of my ODSTs that's like a hot posh of spare figures set up like that.
Oh, poor Keys.
That poor ODST.
Poor Keys. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. It's a shame that Chief had to take his head apart just to get the neural implants.
That's right.
This man really just...
Chief's like, oh, my oldest friend. All right.
You should have done that to Del Rio.
Oh.
He's anyway, moving on.
So wait.
Alright, we're at 9.
One more?
What are we missing?
Wait a second. Gabe, you don't like Senator Del Rio? Come now.
Senator, that's right.
Del Rio. Del Rio can get...
That should show you the state of politics in the Halo universe in the can.
Tom, what's up? 10?
No.
Yeah. Okay, no, you can't. I'm sorry.
Alright, Tom, go ahead. Oh, I think Tom froze.
Oh no.
So number 10 for me is going to be Kinsano Cyclops Raid. Purely because I have a very fun little story to attach to this, which gives it sentimental value for me at least.
Well, are you picking it because it's a cool flood set or because you want to tell your story? Like...
Gabe, I think you've had your turn. So stow the belly aching.
Yeah.
don't make me mute you.
I'm a leatherneck. I'm sorry. I forgot.
So, so this set was one that was on store shelves for quite a while, and for a while it was one of the only ways you could get a little bit of Flood.
True.
Because there wasn't much else at all. And I can remember when I was in Pittsburgh in 2019, it is the only big buildable set that I bought while I was out in America and then brought home with me. Mm-hmm. So I got that and a few of the like Stormbound blind bags and that kind of stuff. And I just think it represents quite a cool aspect of the Halo universe in regards to the Flood. Because in terms of Halo Wars 2, the Flood do actually get quite a bit of expansive lore added to them. Because obviously you mm-hmm. have the fact that Hellbringers have been essentially developed to fight against the Flood. And that's why K'Sano leads them. Yeah. And you also have everything to do with the Ark and them finding the remnants of the Flood in High Charity yep. as well. So
I think yeah. that's such think a cool storyline.
It captures the very, very tip of Halo Wars 2's connection with the Flood. Nice. And it's something I wish they had used to explore more of in the future rather than just doing, like, the one set and leaving it there.
Right.
So yeah. I want you to expound upon the Cyclops and discuss it in relation with the previous Cyclops before. Like, obviously, we got the ones that Gabe loves, yeah. and then we got the ones that they redesigned for Halo Wars 2. So how does this compare to those? What's the, yeah. Yeah, those are Gabe's favorite, by the way.
Colin, well, don't forget that I'm ignoring both of y'all. Don't forget you can take the K'Sano Cyclops and mix it with the, what is it, the Hornet? And you can make yep. like a really, yeah. really cool looking, it's almost like a walker. Yeah. Looks like one of those things out of Avatar.
Yeah.
An amp suit,
yeah.
But I mean, I never built the middle sort of Cyclopses from Halo Wars 2. I really wanted to, despite all the bad things people said about them, because I thought they looked quite cool.
Yeah.
But I never got one. But I thought that this is quite a good build. It's quite poseable. You've got printed details for her flamethrowers, which are really mm-hmm. nice. And also you get the removable flame pieces, which are really cool. The tanks yeah. on the back are well designed. And I just think it kind of encapsulates the Cyclops appearance quite nicely, and that does look very cool, Matt.
I think the thing to say about these Halo Wars 2 Cyclops redesigns is they look so badass.
They look cool.
Yeah.
They just can't move. Without something coming off. I mean, yeah. like, they look awesome, but they yeah. just don't
And they're way more functional in Halo Wars 2. Like, Halo Wars 1 Cyclops yeah. is... They, I mean, I think Mega did a good job of representing the two different styles.
True.
But Halo Wars 1, all they do is punch. That's it. those things punch. Can do more things.
You see them, like, sprinting in the cinematic trailer.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is,
oh, mm-hmm. so that's such a good savage.
Trailer. Yeah.
I know you.
So I think that's number 10 decided then, gentlemen.
Well, do we have any honorable mentions or anything that we should include? Like, we have Battlescape that we haven't touched on, but I don't think that deserves to be in the list.
I think it's better nah. from a Forerunner perspective than it is a Flood perspective.
I'll say
no,
that...
Actually, I'd say Marine more so than anything. I'm thinking of Battlescape 3.
I'd say that the Prophet of Mercy, or as like Tom likes to call him, the Regret, I think he deserves an honorable mention.
Yep, I agree.
Yep.
Savage.
And then, is Keys is the only straight figure, right?
Like, well, technically, like the alpha... if you count Gabe's little Flood infection spores.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are figures. They're people, too.
But then we didn't do any of the Faithful vs. Fallen, like those style of, like, you know, that battle mode, the infected battle mode. Those deserve to be on this list?
I mean,
it's a little different.
I don't think of infection as Flood. Like, if we're, I feel there's a very, very clear line between there's Flood and then there's the infection multiplayer game type. I don't think like Faithful has Fallen, super cool set, I love it, I had like four of them at one point, but
yeah,
not in my head Flood in the way that we think of them.
You could say he doesn't think it's a faithful representation of the Flood.
You could say that.
So you're saying it's fallen from glory?
God, I hate this show.
My sense guys, of humor is contagious.
That's enough. I'm the only dad here, and you guys are just destroying me in the dad joke.
Oh, hey, sorry, apparently, though, do you guys know when a dad joke becomes a dad joke?
No.
When it becomes apparent.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good. I actually am going to steal that one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So who's in number nine? I'd vote.
So that's 10.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with that. I'm not going to argue that the infected need to be on this list. I mean, we've got a bunch of good, like, yeah. Part of what makes it a Flood is because they look like a Flood, right? Like, that's the reason that they're on this list. So I at least wanted to put them on here. So that we could talk about them and mention them, because they are kind of,
right,
you know, in that same realm. And I don't know where else they would fit, to be honest, in our top 10 lists. So I just wanted to at least get them on here.
We have Containment Outpost representing, too, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, true.
We got one in there.
That's a good one.
But let's talk about the top three, then. Like, because I feel like ordering these on the bottom is going to be kind of weird. So let's just do a top three, I think.
Yeah. So, which one is the best Flood set? Let's just see if we can all agree on the top number one. What's the best
flood
one?
Invasion.
I genuinely think Invasion. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You get the biggest variety of Flood figures.
You get Marines, the Carrier, Pure Forms.
You get structure. You get an infected Flood vehicle, which is really cool. It's just the perfect package for somebody wanting to get loads of Flood.
Do you get Pure Forms or do you get Tank Forms?
Tanks are Pure Forms.
Yeah. Well, almost. They'll transition into it. Like, a Pure Form is the spiky version, right?
Yeah.
Are tanks not Pure Forms, just the ranged and the stalkers? I thought tanks were Pure Forms as well.
So, podcast evolved, your lore expert.
Yeah, let's ask Krista. Krista knows the answer to that.
Right,
they might, attention when we're
anyway.
But they have their own special name, though. That's what my thing is.
Yeah. It's still cool that they gave us, like, a carrier, a tank, combat, infection.
I
want to
say quickly, one thing I really want to see Mega Tackle at some point is the Juggernauts from the Halo 2 Awaken the Nightmare cutscene.
Oh, yes.
And they're scary.
Halo Wars has given us a lot of different variations of Flood. So, I mean, there are other forms out there that we haven't seen.
The one with, like, the tentacle that grabs you is really creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, like, those little flying birds, like those little, you know, skinned bats.
Well, I remember, and Gabe will probably remember this. I'm hoping you'll remember it. I don't know
probably
if you guys
will
have ever seen it. But back in the day, there were a couple of people who took the old Mega Bloks Kraken from the Pirates of the Caribbean line.
Brian Lytle.
That into grave mines. Yes.
Brian Lytle on Facebook.
Brian is
built
such a cool guy.
A grave mine, and it's nuts.
He turned a Kraken into a grave mine, and I remember for ages people were always like, Mega are going to do that one day.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Well, I'll find a picture.
That's me being off topic, done.
I'll find a picture and we'll put it up in here for you guys to have a visual.
Nice,
but it's beautiful.
Cool. So, what you're saying is he's Davy Jones. Dun dun dun. All right. So, Flood Invasion number one.
I think that's
out of that
question. Yeah.
I think the Flood tanks just kind of carry it over, even if it wasn't. So, what do we think? Number two.
Number two's a little harder, right?
Yeah. I feel like it would be easy. I feel like it'd be easy to say, ooh, the Floodgate, because it's another... It pairs with the Invasion. But, like, I kind of feel... I feel like it's the same thing, like I said, when we were talking about these sets the first time. Like, I feel like it's redundant to put Invasion... And then Floodgate, because I mean, Invasion is just a better version of Floodgate. So,
sure, yeah,
that's right.
There's different elements. Like there's that little truck, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
And I think I have it here too. I'm very prepared.
You are man.
Somebody give this man a bonus.
this. That was a good piece. It's a cool little structure. I mean, it's basic, but it's also kind of cool, and it's in the game too, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, I think that's the strongest part about it is that you can actually be like, oh, hey,
that's where I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's exactly. Cool.
But I don't know if it's a top three, though, to your point, Gabe. I think some of the others, like, does Keys deserve to be in the top three? Just having Keys in his squishy little proto-grave mind?
In my opinion, and you guys might disagree with this, I would say the top three should probably be the things that give you the most variety of Flood and give you the opportunity to amass them.
I was thinking the blind packs, to be honest.
I don't know if it's the variety. I think sometimes a set with just one thing, like the blind bags, can offer quite a bit, too.
Yeah. Because you get five infection forms.
I'll say Keys is a strong figure, but I feel like as a Flood thing, it's kind of more of a Flood attachment.
Yeah, it's like if you want it.
I think it's more of a, I mean, but I don't think that I think the uniqueness of having that moment with Keys can't be discounted either, because I think it's a very unique piece.
Yeah. But I would argue that I like the Flood piece with Keys, but I don't think it fully captures his appearance. And I know it's hard to do that in a Heroes pack.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of looks a little bit like you've just... Mega, please don't hate me for this. It kind of looks a little bit like he's just got loads of plasticine wrapped around the cool figure.
He's just wearing a Flood coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. His Flood backpack. Oh, guys.
Right. Like, we can all appreciate the idea, but if you're looking at the figure, it's kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, he took a bubble bath. Sick.
So, does the Falcon... I mean, the Falcon's amazing. And, I mean, you do get the... The carrier form.
Yeah,
so
that's
legit, right? And it's just, like, it's such a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
I think if you don't have a Falcon, it's nice.
I think that's a strong argument for it, is that it has the carrier forms. I think they're an integral part to your encounter with the Flood. Like, if you haven't been blown up by one of those things in CE, are you even a Halo fan?
Oh, man. The pain.
Right.
I would make an argument for the Flood Hunter's battle unit, because that comes with a carrier form. It comes with
infection forms, doesn't it?
Forms,
yeah.
And it also comes with an elite combat form, and I think that kind of pack, obviously it is an army builder. I think I got two of them and I just threw the Spartans to the side and didn't really care for them, but you get those figures in it. And also with something like the Elite, I think because all of the Elites, at least back then, many of them used the same like combat Elite harness mold, so you could just swap in different colors and things to make it a different variant of the Elite combat unit. So I think it just had a lot of usability if you were looking to build your Flood forces. But to the detriment of that, it was an exclusive, though, so it was a little bit harder to acquire.
Right.
Yeah, and then aftermarket, I'm sure, is crazy on that. I know I paid a little bit too much for that for mine.
What about Flood Siege, guys? What do you guys think about that? Does that deserve to be up there?
Flood Siege is weird, because it's, like, canonically a mashup. So, and that kind of bothers me for some reason.
I don't like the Reach and Halo 3 Flood.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a stretch to think that the Flood encountered a Mac cannon on Halo 3. I mean, in Halo 3, right? Like, New Mombasa probably had a Mac cannon, or at least an old one, lying around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
I don't know if it's uncanonical, but it's something we've never seen, right?
I think Flood Siege, for me, has always been a set that I really wanted for the structure more so than anything else.
I don't feel like we can argue that the Flood Siege is weird canonically when there's a Falcon fighting the Flood.
Yeah.
I mean,
Flood from Reach, Gabe?
They're kind of, you know.
This is true.
That's why George is still alive.
Stop.
Maybe we should take that out of the equation, the canonical aspect of it. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. It's more about the playability of the set, the build, all that sort of stuff. But for me, it's just a little weird.
I really like the Flood drop pod. Yeah, I really like the Flood Pod, but I think I like it so much just because, like, in Halo 3, where you, the only time you ever see a Flood Pod, with the exception of Halo Wars, maybe, you only see it on the last mission for, like, a couple frames. Yeah. They come down from the sky, and then they pop, and that's the only time you see them. But, like, as an idea, like, as a set, I just thought they were really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
Because if you get a bunch of them, you can plant them all around, like, a big setup or something. You can use all the pieces and the tentacles, and they come with little flood poppers, and I thought they were really cool. But that's also good.
I think they are. I think the drop pod series, whether it's ODST or Elite, Mega has done an exceptional job with all of them.
Yeah, that's a great line.
I'd love
line.
To see it come back. I think it would fit well within the current assortment.
Well, they tried to do those cryopods, which I don't think ever saw the light of day. Or at least I never saw them.
Mm. Yeah, they're available here on eBay, I think, but they're like £8 a cryopod.
Ooh,
maybe I should buy them and do a review.
So what do we got? We have Invasion number one. Is Blind Pack number three?
Yeah.
Did we agree on that?
Just from the massive, like, why would that be on versus the Kensano set? Because you get some.
Why would the Blind Bag beat out the Flood Hunter's battle unit? Because Tom said it comes with six Flood Spores. It comes with six of those. You get that and that.
My strongest point with the Blind Pack is just that it's. Depending where you live, where I live, that's like 250 for five flood forms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spores.
And I mean, the Flood Hunter's battle unit, I forget, what was it? MSRP was like 15,
it was
20.
$14.99,
yeah, like $15. And you get, you know, you get the six little flood forms and a carrier and a combat elite. Form. But I mean,
I think the carrier pushes it over the blind packs.
Yeah.
Because today it was the cheapest way to get the carrier.
I just think, like, nothing. I will totally back you up on the idea that blind bag is exceptional. But if we're looking at obviously accessibility and amassability are parts of the equation. But if we're just comparing sets to sets, which one would you rather have?
Oh, no, I would definitely buy a Flood Hunter's battle unit, but I'm just thinking if someone's trying to, like, amass a Flood army, they're probably going to have a way easier time with a blind pack, obviously, instead of the battle unit. Mm. But, I mean, no, I'm not bothered by that. The Flood Hunters, I had both, I had the Falcon and the battle unit, and the battle unit was awesome. I liked it.
Can we just appreciate the... Before the show, we were all saying, "Oh, this is going to be really short because we'll all agree," and then none of us are agreeing.
That's the argument for not doing a top 10 because it's. I feel like the Flood is a little bit more personal to everybody. Everybody has their own interpretation or their own preferences, whereas battling it out to make that list is a little bit harder. Even making a top 3 is hard, which is weird. I didn't expect that. So
I'm going to come in with the argument: Kensano shouldn't be in the top 3.
I agree.
It's a nice set, but it's not massable. There's only one Kensano because it's a named character.
I'll say it kind of falls for me in that key set, whereas the Flood seems like an addition to the set. Like, the Flood thing is an addition to keys. So I wouldn't say it's Flood-centric like Flood Invasion or Floodgate.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Containment Outpost belongs in top 3 because there is no Flood in it.
Yep,
it's like a Flood theme.
I mean, to be honest,
it's a cool set.
After all the smack I talked about the Floodgate, maybe we should use the Floodgate.
Okay, but I didn't hear that. Can you just...
maybe the Floodgate is a good option. I don't know.
Sounds like a pure open. Flood standpoint. Goodness. Because those little vehicles that are included are in...
Like, Halo when you 3. Think of the Floodgate, I've done a complete... Oh, my God. When you think of the Floodgate, you know, it gives you a little mock Master Chief and a Marine. You get a Marine Flood and an Elite Flood. Mm-hmm. You get the little base and the truck. Why am I arguing for this?
Look at what you. The... You come around.
You get a fusion coil, you get a crate, you get a... I tell you what, actually, this is back in the day when they were still printing the flamethrower, so you get the little shark at the end of it as well.
Gabe, you do this hilarious thing that you argue against a set, and then later you're arguing for it.
No, 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 no.
I will say as well, I think this was, with that combat form, the elite combat form, I'm looking at it now, I remember that had probably the purest flood colour that I think we've seen. So it was this really nice, like, sort of like creamy tan colour that they didn't quite do again, where it had some extra speckling in it.
Yeah.
And it's worth noting that that set was a 10-year anniversary set, so it was kind of designed to encapsulate Halo 3 in a set, and I think it does that quite well. When you look at it, you instantly know, oh, it's this level from this game, because it's named after the level.
And you can pair it with the invasion. I hate myself.
Okay, so it sounds like this idea is invading now.
Oh boy. All right, gentlemen, really quick. Pick, if you had to list your top three, let's go around the room and everybody will list their top three, and then we'll see if we can battle it out. So, okay. Obviously, invasion's number one, so slot in what you think are the next two. So, Colin, we'll start with you and see if this gets us somewhere. What is your top three?
I'll go Floodgate and then the Falcon.
Floodgate, Falcon? Tom?
Floodgate, Floodhunter's Battle Unit.
Gabe?
Floodgate and the Battle Unit.
I will also agree with Floodgate, Battle Unit.
There we go. Looks like I've been overruled.
Thank you for joining another episode.
See, now, if Floodgate didn't have...
Can you imagine what it would have been like if I didn't say Floodgate? Can you imagine?
I'll say if Battle Unit didn't have a carrier form, I would have gone with the Falcon. Yeah, I think the carrier form is strong as a like staple in the Flood evolution. I think it's strong, but because the Battle Unit has the spores, it has the carrier form, I think it's a strong contender. I think the crazy thing about these three sets is they pair beautifully well together, all three in the top three.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like I said, the Falcon's beautiful, and I love the Falcon, but again, it's weird leaving a big, nice set off of it, but it's a pure Flood set, which is cool.
Yeah. I think if we were going on, like, which is the best build, the Falcon would have to be in the top.
It's different.
True.
Yeah.
But I feel like this will also make those people happy, you know, with the biggest set always wins. Not necessarily. That was me. I mean,
what are you trying to those people? What do you mean by that?
I didn't want to single you out. But, you know, look, Battle Unit's up there. I mean, we're doing pretty good.
Yep.
We're all right.
Yep.
Well, technically,
I'm really confused right now. So is it? It must be. I think the Hunter's unit comes with a unique coloured carrier form as well. I think that's the chocolate colour that some of the other figures in the invasion set are. Because I'm sure I've got a chocolate one as well. And
a chocolate flood cheap.
The chocolate one.
It's just what I think of it. There's like no speckling or anything in the figure. I'm sure I've got that. Yeah, I'm sure it's that colour in that set, so it's a unique figure to it as well.
I'm glad you told us that.
Interesting. Well, gentlemen, it looks like we have a top three with expansive must-have top 10 sets, or at least, you know, ones that we consider to be kind of in that spirit or in that vein of capturing all things Flood.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice work.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. We have done it again.
Sweet.
That's right.
Can I ask you all a quick question?
No.
Perhaps.
If you could have, if you could see Mega make one Flood item now, because we've said that there's not many of them, what would you want them to make?
Ranged form. Immediately.
Great mine.
Oh, dang it, Colin. I was going to say pure form, and then you had to come in with Grave Mine, and I'm going to have to agree. Grave Mine. Yeah. It needs to be a monument to all of their sins. Yeah.
All of our sins. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to have that.
But it's a buildable grave mind, or it's just like a big squishy grave mind? It's got to be buildable, right?
They'd find a way to make it buildable.
I would hope buildable. I wouldn't mind if they did a big squishy pure form, but a grave mind buildable.
Okay, cool. Mine would be a brute combat form.
Sick.
That would be nice
over a grave mind, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, another cool thing, another thing that I think would be really cool is, because I've made a custom of this one, is the Halo 2 Anniversary Flood Spartans, where it's coming out of the helmet.
Yeah.
That would be super sick, because all they'd have to do is a helmet mold.
But I asked for one thing, Gabe.
What's that?
Oh, you know what would be, and this is just like me going off the reservation, you would be really cool is if Mega made a set that was just a hallway, and it was all covered in like you know how they did the Battlescape?
Yeah.
But inside it's like in flood kind of feel, and maybe add some like squishy elements to it.
Real feel, play feature. Yeah,
exactly. And then you just kind of have like eggs in between. That would look awesome.
How can we build a colon and sell it to children? You know, the Halo games have this weird part.
Well, that'll do it for sphincters. The show. Thanks for joining.
Sphincter doors.
Bill.
Sphincter doors. Sweet. What?
I hope you've got good control.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
All right.
Messy.
Community shout-outs?
Yeah, community.
Matt, are you happy for me to take away the community shout-outs?
Yeah, man, go for it.
Okay, so on our Discord, we had Dragonstone H, who shared some really cool photos of their custom-built UNSC frigate on some classic Mega Bloks base plates, which was really cool to see as well.
Nostalgia.
I'll put photos of these up in the drive, so you guys on the call can see them, and then you guys listening can see them. Well, watching, if you're listening, you can't, because that's not how ears work, sorry. And then also... Tactical Sponge on the MCX forums posted a really cool photo of an ODST squad that I wanted to shout out because I love ODSTs.
Very nice.
Awesome. I think I'll just shout out Bovi again and John on the Drift. Always nice to see you guys' comments on the episodes. Thank you so much for your support. Anybody else got anything to shout out? Gabe, Colin?
I got nothing.
No, I'm all right.
All right. Well, then, that will do it for the show. Thanks for joining Builds with Bloks. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to support us on Patreon. And as next time, evolved.
Evolved.
Tom.
Okay.
Evolved.
Evolved.